This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Since it's Monday, Miss Catherine Tucker Windham is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. Miss Catherine kept many kind of records throughout her long life, including a couple of birthday celebrations.
I had a birthday recently, and getting way on up there in age. Some of my friends say I'm snatching at 90. That'll be the next one that comes around. And sometimes it kind of troubles me about getting so old, but my next-door neighbor, Charlie Lucas, explained it to me one day. You just don't worry about that. Said age ain't nothing but numbers. And that's a good way to look at it, I suppose. But I think about all of the birthdays I've had, and I have a pictorial record of two of the birthdays hanging on the wall down the hall here at my house. When I was two, I evidently did not have a party. It's a lonesome little picture of me sitting under the fig tree in our backyard in Thomasville, Alabama. And there's a tablecloth or a covering of some kind over what looks like just a big old box. And there's a birthday cake on it that has two candles on it. And I'm sitting there in a little chair, and there's nobody else there. Well, my children think that's the most pitiful little birthday picture they ever saw. And I don't know why I didn't have anybody to come. But I'm always pleased to point out that later in life I did have friends that who came and celebrated the birthday with me. And as time went on, we celebrated in different ways. One of my birthdays I spent in the hospital getting a pacemaker. And that was a really good birthday because that was a long time ago and still, you know, it's, well, not the same one. I'm on my third one now, but it was working, and I protested that. That was a birthday that the whole family, we were going down to the coast, down to Gulf Shores to celebrate. We like to go down there. And when my doctor told me I had to have a pacemaker and had to have it done right then, I told him, well, no, I couldn't do it. That I had to go down to Gulf Shores to celebrate my birthday. And he looked at me and said, well, there may be nothing to celebrate. So I went to the hospital immediately and did get the pacemaker installed. And it was a different kind of birthday, but I just stayed overnight and did get on down to Gulf Shores the next day. And I had a good celebration. But I think of the birthday parties that the children had and I had and all the celebrations we go through. And I remember once one of my children was, maybe six or seven, and I had made a beautiful cake. Now, I was not the best cake maker in the family. Aunt Bette made the pretty cakes, but this was a very fine birthday cake. And I brought it in, and it had the proper amount of candles on it, six or seven, how many it was. And the honoree was going to blow out the candles. But one of the little boys there wanted to help her blow out the candles. Well, I think she kind of thought he was a cute little boy and it would be all right if he helped her blow out the candles. So he stood beside her, and after the group had sung Happy Birthday, they, on one, two, three, they were going to blow out the candles. Well, instead of just blowing, he had a very juicy blow, and the spit just spattered all over the birthday cake. Which, you know, I had to gather it up quickly and take it back to the kitchen and scrape all the icing off. And then we did serve it without the icing on it. But, you know, strange things happen at birthday parties. And they're fun to remember. And I like them. And I'm going to keep reminding myself that age ain't nothing but numbers.
Charlie Lucas was absolutely right. Miss Catherine Tucker Windham in the Sundial Writer's Corner today on WLRH.